Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Oh, wow. All righty then. Welcome. I don't even see you guys. Let's get into some things. Oh my God. Where is the people at? Okay. All right, I'm here. Welcome to the goddamn show, people. Welcome. So, well, if you're a returning subscriber, then welcome. You know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might stop working. But we will get through the show, okay? Now, if you are new and you are just visiting or whatever have you, well, welcome and hello. And by the end of this, hopefully you'll consider subscribing. My God. So I just want to tell you guys, sorry I'm late. For the people that's catching this via live stream, if you're catching the replay, well, this part is really not for you because you're actually late and I'm not late. But for the people that's on live right now, sorry I'm late. I was getting some things done in my house, and you know how that shit goes. You got people in your house. You really don't know them, but you know them. But they setting shit up and hanging TVs and shit, shit's messing up. So, you know, I was dealing with some shit like that, okay? You know, we all are regular people at the end of the day, contrary to what most believe. Speaking of regular people having to go through some bullshit, Wendy Williams, wow. Wendy Williams has canceled her return to her show completely. Yes, Wendy Williams, we will not be back for a very long time. It's almost so long, like I feel like this is a soft cancel. And it's a sad day. Like I'm not even going to lie. I kind of felt a little down, and you know, I really want to make it up right now and get a little teary-eyed because I feel the tears, but I feel like if I start getting teary-eyed, you people are going to wear me out. The people watching this a year from now is going to drag me. So I'm going to hold my tears back, but understand the tear ducts, they're working. They're moving. I'm controlling them. I'm a little sad. I'll have to be honest with you. So let's just get into what she announced today. Let me see exactly what she said. This is what Wendy posted on her page today. Okay. A note from the Hunter family. As Wendy Williams Hunter previously shared, she fractured her shoulder and has been on the mend. Over the past few days, Wendy has experienced complications regarding her Graves' disease that will require treatment. Wendy will be under the strict supervision of her physicians, and as a part of her care, there will be a significant time spent in the hospital. Despite her strong desire to return, she is taking a necessary extended break from her show to focus on her personal and physical well-being. Wendy thanks everyone in advance for their well wishes and respecting her and her Hunter's family privacy during this time. Now, statement from Deb Marr, which is the production company and all the people, you know, the rich white people that own all the shit. Well, for over 10 years, Wendy has been a vital part of the Deb Marr Mercury family. We wholeheartedly support Wendy in this decision to take the time that she needs and we welcome her back with open arms the moment she is ready. The Wendy Williams Show will air repeat episodes the week of January 21st and will produce original episodes with a variety of hosts during the week of January 28th. Wow. Oh, it's a little hot in here. Hold on. Let me turn on my fan. Poor Wendy. Poor Wendy. Poor Wendy. Okay, here we go. So let's really get into this, because a lot of people, I've mixed feelings about this. Now, let's talk about this for a second. First of all, I want to start off by saying hospitalized is heavy, and for Wendy to be taking this much time off and extended leave, this is serious. I feel like this is just her illness and the Graves' disease. No, I feel as though Wendy Williams has had a mental breakdown. She's bottled up so much indigestion, if you will, through all the years of the line of work that she does, number one, not having any friends or allies. She spends so much time, you know, covering up her personal life and remaining in secrecy that she has no one she can talk to. She has no one she trusts. So all of the issues with her husband, this alleged baby mama, even her son and her own inner demons. Because if you don't think that it has some inner demons to get on TV and exploit and bash people every day for a living, you're crazy. You have some inner demons that you're dealing with. I think everything and the competitor in her that wants to be great, that wants, you know, to be this Oprah-esque daytime talk personality, I think all of that just came crashing down on her. And the thing about Wendy, from me being a watcher and a fan, I know she wants to be on this show. Like, she does not want the show to be canceled. And because she's going through this, I think even a piece of the show, her not being able to be on the show is killing her. She's trying to fight through a lot of bullshit that she hasn't talked about and she hasn't dealt with. And I think internally it's killing her. I really do. Now let's break that down. Let's dissect that. I feel as though the stress from this husband, and we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, you know. Up until now, in my opinion, I felt like these different show, you know, the show was rumored to, the network was rumored to have Angie Martinez to get a new show by the same producer that produced Wendy Williams. That was last year. Wendy had a meltdown. So we don't know behind the scenes if they're trying to, how the ratings are. We don't know if Wendy is, you know, nervous about renewal. This could be her last year. So you have that she could be dealing with. Also, you have this husband that's selling properties that's got a double life. It keeps getting exposed. And also, the woman is allegedly pregnant. On top of having an illness. So I know a lot of people out there, you know, have dealt with illness or sickness. And here's the thing. Sometimes when you're ill, as long as you're level and you're cool and you're not stressed out, you don't have any flare-ups. But the minute you begin to get stressed out, the body stops working in the right way. So I feel as though this husband and the media and everyone talking about his infidelity, him selling stuff, him slightly beating her, all of that causing flare-ups. And I feel like she's internally breaking down. I do feel like he pushed her into a wall. That's where she got the hairline fracture. He hit her, in my opinion. I also feel like Wendy is going through, like, divorce, and she's going to come back, and she's going to let us know that she divorced him. That's what she needs to do. Because if she disappears for the rest of the year, because we don't have a date. Mind you, we don't have a date. So if she disappears for the rest of the year, well, and then decides to come back maybe 2020 or something and does and acts like nothing happened, then no, we're going to have a problem. Wendy, you need to go to the hospital, get that divorce, come on TV and tell us all about it, period. Now, I don't care what anybody says. This is a sad day for TV. A very sad day for TV, and I'll tell you why. Because as many people that don't like Wendy Williams, don't support what she does, I'll be real with you. TV is not the same without Wendy Williams. The host that they have throughout the week, although that I think that's strategic because they don't want us to see, well, I feel like Wendy doesn't want us to see anybody else in her spot. And she's doing a good job of it because the way that they set the show up for over this last week, like this kind of view setup, I don't like it. It's boring. I miss Wendy. And I think now that she's gone, us as the people are going to feel it and are going to appreciate her more because, honestly, we talk a lot of shit, but, you know, Wendy is for the culture, man. We need Wendy Williams for the culture, bitch. She makes it hot. And let me tell you something. A lot of you people out there that be complaining and saying that that's what she gets and this is what she deserves, you watch her too, and you are messy too, and you're here for the shit because Wendy does things that a lot of us won't do. And that's go there and be messy and say the shit that some of us be like, girl, did you really, really say that? Damn, that was some fucked up shit. You know what I mean? She goes there, and we're entertained. And honestly, 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 I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss her. Like, I feel like Wendy Williams is for the culture. I feel like we need Wendy Williams, you know? Also, I feel like she creates stars. Like, she speaks things and you know, and everybody wants to be on the Wendy Williams show. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care. I don't care who the celebrity is. Every celebrity wants to be talked about on the Wendy Williams show because they know once you get mentioned on Wendy, you're hot. I don't care how bad they try to act like they don't want to be talked about or anything like that. Listen, these celebrities want publicity. I can't tell you. People send me emails all the time for me to try to leak stories or tell stories, and some of them be bogus as fuck. Like, we have to vet through a lot of stories over here. So I know these celebrities are trash when it comes to that. So a lot of them want to be mentioned, okay? So, oh, and I love Wendy and her radio days. But see, this goes to let you know, also that we are all people and we all have bad days and every dog gets his day. Like, this could be a lot of karma for Wendy. So listen, but the thing is, get well and come back. I don't feel like she can be replaced. I don't think Wendy Williams can be replaced. There's nobody that I feel like right now can replace Wendy Williams because although she's been, while she's been out and after this announcement, I'm kind of like missing Wendy even more, like knowing that she's not coming back for a long time, you know, because it's kind of like you felt like you took her for granted while she was here. And now while the show was not here anymore, you're like, damn, what am I going to watch? Because the show is boring as hell without her. But you need something in that slot because all these other daytime shows don't provide you what the Wendy Williams show provides. But I think she knows that. I think she knows that. I think she got Wendy talked to the networks. They ensured her that she would be okay because they, too, realize that there's a dollar to be made in that. So with that being said, they're like, Wendy, take all the rest that you can because this show's numbers are still doing good. And when you get back, it's going to be the biggest show ever. But the thing is, we don't need Wendy Williams to die on stage. And I feel like if Wendy Williams stayed with this man, that bitch may fuck around and die on stage. But now that I think about it, bitch, that is the way to do it. You know, if I was when I get my show, I want to die on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I'm in here talking shit and just going in, and bitch, that's when I want to die. That's how you go out, bitch. That's how you go out with a motherfucking bang. You die on that motherfucker. Yes, God. But seriously, I'm really ain't shit, yo. I really ain't shit, but no, seriously. All right. So listen, I want to know what you guys think. Damn, Wendy. I know you're going through a lot. My thing is, she's hospitalized from the Graves' disease. I don't feel like that's just the Graves' disease. I feel like that's the Graves' disease. That's the stress. That's the ass whooping. That's the hairline fracture. That's not really a hairline fracture. And the reason why she's not showing is because it's probably not even a hairline fracture. It's probably fucking bruises and broke. And she probably got the doctors and everybody around her signing NDAs. So she's controlling the narrative of what it actually is. All right, you guys. The number is 563-999-3658. Call in while you can. And let me know, are you going to miss Wendy Williams? Do you think this is what she deserves? Do you feel bad for her? Do you not give a fuck? How do you feel about Wendy Williams canceling her return indefinitely? If you're just joining us, welcome. Please consider subscribing. Okay? This is the greatest show on YouTube, and I'm your host, Armand Wiggins, where some shit might shut down, some shit might fuck up, and some shit might just stop working. But just like life, we will get through the show. All right, I think I'm going to put that on a T-shirt. All right, guys, wake the fuck up. I've been sipping on my coffee today. All right, 716-7973, you're live on the air.
Be original, bitch.
Yes.
Poji 222.
Shout out to Poji. What's going on, Boo,
yes.
My moderator in the building?
Yes, I finally got through. What's up, B&B squad?
Yes. So how you feeling,
man,
love?
I feel great. I stayed up just for the show. You know I had to try to get through. So, yeah. you know what? I had seen that Lionel B show earlier today, and that's where I heard that she was in rehab, and that they ain't trying to let her go back to do her show until she's, you know, finished with that. So, allegedly, you know. So, yeah.
So you think
and
that she might be in rehab?
Well, that's what they said on that guy's show, Lionel B, that it's due to her being hooked on pills and coke. So,
listen.
I don't know.
A lot of people say a lot of shit.
Some of these
YouTubers be saying shit for y'all to be watching.
I know. That's why I was like, you know, and I just scroll through. I don't even know who this dude is. I'm like, man, whatever. Bye.
Yeah. But you know what? Listen, that's not too far off. But I feel like Wendy Williams has been very open about her drug addiction in the past, her cocaine addiction.
Yeah.
Now, she hasn't been so open about her self-medicating. Well, she's been open about her self-medicating. And it's not too far off. I don't think that it's at a point to where she's going to rehab. I think
you know
it's
what?
More
she
so
just,
that she's stressed out. And it's all catching
yeah,
up to her.
She needs to get rid of that bum-ass husband.
Yes.
She needs to get rid of him and get herself together and come back and do the show. Because that's what she does. That's her show. You know what I mean? She can't go away. We need her, you know? Like you said, you know, people might talk about her, but that's where we get all our celebrity gossip from. Everybody's been on that show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. She's got to come back.
We need Wendy back. But thank you, Poji.
Yeah.
Wow, the lines
okay.
are through the roof tonight. See you, boo. I love you. I keep doing your thing in the chat,
love.
We love you. B&B Squad forever. Yes.
Yes. All right.
Let me drop that shit for you.
Yes. Tootsie Roll twerk.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. We just have to let you Richards in the back. No, one time for the one time. Wow, shout out to everybody here. We have about 500 people here live right now. The phone lines are full. I'm going to try to get to everybody, but you know what I said. Save the number. Be the first one to call. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram at The Armand Wiggins Show. So you know, and you can get the phone line number. Save it in your phone because we do not get through all the calls. I'm telling you. Okay. 484-1531. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just was thinking about Wendy, like what you were saying, but I think that goes more so with back in the day, Wendy. Like as far as her, we need her to be there. Because I think her tea now has not even been the same, like, for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been kind of dry. She started messing up on the stories. Her information always wrong, you know?
Well, I,
so
think,
I think
that's kind of
where
you
for
get
her
to,
like,
point.
To...
Well, I think that happens when you get to a point where you're worth $60 million and, you
know.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's kind of, like, watered down now. So, like, you know. It's not the same.
I don't know. I still feel like we need her, though, because I don't care what anyone says. When Wendy talks about it, it still validates that the story is legit or that you were on to something, or it validates you as – first of all, it validates media sources because it's like, okay, well, this is a real story because Wendy talked about it. Her credibility is through the roof. Like, she has the most credibility
that
I know.
That's her lane. Yeah, that's like
and
her
then,
lane.
And then I feel like it validates the celebrity that Wendy is
it
talking
does.
About you.
And then
you
at that,
I mean?
Like, she couldn't really secure no A-list guest either. You got to think about that on that show. So, like, how long can you carry a show with hot topics, you know?
Well, no. So, we got to be real here. Now, when you're in the media game, this is why a lot of, and I won't say any name, but this is why a lot of, you see a lot of different shows and a lot of different bloggers and personalities and media people. Some of them go back and forth because either you have to be for the people or for the industry. And if you're for the people, then you're going to talk about the A-list celebrities. They're not coming on your show because you talk about them. But if you're
true,
for the
but
industry,
I think that works more in radio, you know, because TV is more visual.
No,
I don't know. I just think it works more. That works applies more to radio, like visual. People want to see people, you know.
Wendy Williams has never really had an A-list celebrity on there on her show once they became A-list. Think about it. She got Kim Kardashian in the beginning of Kim Kardashian's career. She hasn't had Kim Kardashian since. She got Nicki Minaj in the beginning. They weren't like
J-Lo.
A-list. They weren't A-list. Like, well, J-Lo,
yeah.
But she doesn't really go in on J-Lo. You got it. Like, J-Lo is J-Lo, but J-Lo don't really be
true.
In the news that much.
True.
You got to think about bitches in the news, like bitches that's like today. Like, I don't see Cardi. Well, Cardi B might go because she treads lightly with Cardi. You know, she's cool with Cardi. She don't really shade Cardi. But Wendy drags it for the A-listers. She drags
the
A-listers.
She does.
But what she does good is she brings new faces that are busy. Like, you go to her show when you're on your way. Like, you know that, oh, my God, I have arrived because I've came to the Wendy Williams show. Because so many people that are A-listers now came through and set
on
her couch. Yes.
True.
But thank you, brother. Great insight.
She should move into a new direction and get a podcast, too, because that's big right now. And people would love, old Radio Wendy to come back.
Oh, I love Radio Wendy. Yeah, she should do that.
Yeah, like, she should do that. And that would make a lot of money with subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. You know
okay,
what? No. That is really good because, like, even if the TV thing canceled, if she went the internet route, and because, you know, I think about it, I don't even really watch a lot of TV. If Wendy went and got on podcast, she would shut a lot of us down. Like, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, she would probably be going in. Like, that's like,
and I think she would get, I think more guests. Like, I think A-list people would not be as scared to go on mm-hmm. a platform like that if she was on a podcast too. Just saying.
Yeah, caller, you know what? You're right. I like that idea. Wendy, hey, it's all not – oh, it's we're in the internet era. So if she got on a podcast, a lot of shows would be shut down. I feel like The Breakfast Club, a lot of these shows but
all
would
of them.
Be shut down.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was good. I liked it. That okay. Wow. All right. Listen. If you haven't done so already, please make sure you subscribe to this video. I mean, to this channel. We're just here getting into some things. Okay. Okay. Area code 313-6159. You're live on the air.
Oh my God. Hi, Armand.
What's going on?
Oh my God. I just wanted to let you know that my 9-year-old daughter, she found your YouTube channel and I've been watching you ever since. Shout out to her.
Are you serious? Shout out to the babies, you know.
Yes.
Even though I'm a little explicit. But shout out to the kids in the building.
Yep. Shout out to Michelle. Her name is Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle. I love my babies. Where y'all from? Where y'all calling out of the 313 Detroit?
Yes, we are.
Shout out to Detroit in the motherfucking building.
Rock the motherfucking bombs.
Okay, so what you think about Wendy?
I feel that, you know, we do need Wendy. She's like the evil villain in the movie.
Uh-huh.
You would not have, the movie wouldn't be good if it wasn't for the evil villain. You know?
Right.
The Joker makes Batman.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah, it's like we need her. We need her because we need to hate her. That's why we need her to hate her. Cause who
you really
wanna,
hate her? Do
like,
you really,
oh
really
God,
hate her, though?
No, I don't hate her like that. But you know what I mean. Like, that we need a controversial person.
Yes.
Yes, we do. But, yeah, I watch her show, and I like it. And, you know, people, you know, it's gossip. Who doesn't
who doesn't like gossip? And then it's not about us. So we can listen to somebody else's bullshit.
Exactly.
But thank you, baby.
But
and shout out to my baby, Michelle. We
so
got to let you go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hey. Oh. Hey. Bow. Oh. Hey, you know, I'm in a good mood today. Oh, all right. Let's get into some motherfucking things. All right. 347-3165. You're live on the air. Hello? You got to be ready. We got a lot of people on the line. 347-9604. You're live on the air. What's your take on Wendy Williams?
Hello, Armand. This is your number one wife, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I love you. And yes, I'm calling to talk about Wendy Williams, and I'm going to stand up for her. I can't understand it. Wendy Williams is a great black woman, and it's a shame that a big-ass black man like her husband, nobody
mm-hmm.
else could have touched her, but her husband
mm-hmm.
did. I mean, it goes
mm-hmm.
to show you. We black women are always by ourselves. I mean, if she's self-medicating, I can understand why. Who else does she have to lean on? You know? Who else?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to help her out right now. Not her mother. She don't have no friends. And then the viewers, look what everybody's saying. Everybody's making fun and laughing. No woman should be laughing or even being happy about what happened to Wendy Williams. because we all could be in that boat, and we all been in that boat, okay? And if I was anybody, if I even see her husband in New York, I slap his big doofy ass, okay? For bringing down a black woman like Wendy Williams, okay? Putting her to shame. He knows that everybody is looking at her in some form, some matter, and this is what you do to her. He's supposed to be protecting her, okay? Not giving people reasons to laugh at her. Anybody else should have been able to do that. Not that old nigga, okay? That's who she loved and trusts. That's who she put her all into. Now we don't got a Wendy Williams show because of that damn, I'm not going to say faggot, but yes, he is one, okay?
Oh.
He is one, okay? And if I see him in New York streets, trust me, remember, desire always told you, I'm going to slap that punk-ass nigga, okay? Because I love
right.
Wendy.
Well, thank you, caller.
Love you too, babe. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. Oh, y'all are carrying on tonight. Oh, y'all are carrying on tonight. My God, my God. She said if she see Wendy husband, she going to slap that nigga. Period. Wow. Hold on. We're going to take a few more callers. You know, y'all be trying to drag this show on. Hold on. I slightly need another drink. All right, y'all. I want to take the time and let everybody know that you guys can visit the ArmandWigginsShow.com to be a part of the B&B squad and get your coffee mugs, phone cases, and things like that. We will be updating the website with fresh and new merchandise very soon, so make sure you guys subscribe. And also every Wednesday night, I am Armand. Myself and my co-host, the official King Payne, we are listening to your music live, and we are looking for America's Next Top Artist. So feel free to submit your music, and we're listening to your music or your kids' music or your son's music or your nieces and nephews' music every Wednesday night, and they battle for the title of Armand's Top Artist. There's an award and all that good stuff. I just don't have it sitting here right now. But, yeah. All right, let's move on. Let's take another caller. No, but that caller made, like, a lot of sense. Like, Wendy spent, and I studied her. Like, she spent so much time being private. And the one person that took you down was your own husband. But you know what? This is what I even tell my partner. You know, even when he gets a little comfortable, I monitor. What are you doing? Where are you going? Because, you know, once you become a public figure, you got to watch the people close to you. I remember when I covered the NeNe Leakes story and I did the NeNe Leakes interview. NeNe Leakes' son, Bryson's alleged baby mama, she called into the show, and then she actually DM'd me some shit-stained drawers. Bryson. And so we had them on the site. I think we took them off. I have to get with my site manager. But my point is, you know, hold on. I'm getting a message. This must mean something's not working. Oh, okay. So the thing about it is when, well, for her to send the shit stain draws, it just lets you know you can't trust anybody. And I'm not saying I have a bunch of shit stains in my drawers, but at the end of the day, I do take a shit. And, you know, sometimes I don't feel good all the time, you know, and sometimes I may shit and shart and shit and fart or on an accident, you know, and I don't need my man fucking taking a picture of that and holding it to send out to somebody. Maybe I was having a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Like, public figures and celebrities are allowed to have bad days, too. So you really have to watch the people that you are closest to because everybody seems to be looking for a come up these fucking days. So you can't trust your fucking man. You can't trust your mom. You can't trust your girlfriend. You can't trust your daddy. And it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. I have shit in my drawers before, but not like oh, I just blatantly shit in my drawers. But like I have like I thought I had to fart and I had to shart. So I shit it and farted. It was rude. Okay. Listen, I'm human being. I'm a human. Call it what you want, but I'm real. You know, we all have things that we don't want to tell people that we do. Let's just keep it 1,000. I don't do that every day, okay? Shit. Before the video start going, Armand shits on himself every day. Okay. Let's take another caller. All right. 404-3282, you're live on the air.
Hey, babe.
Hey, how are you?
I'm popping. This your girl, Harlem, a.k.a. Atlanta.
Yes.
Calling
okay.
You another
yes.
Drop. Hey, boo. Hey,
yes,
boo.
Hey, boo. How are you? Yes.
Well, I've been missing you, but now I'm back. Look, I do feel a little down about Wendy Williams, boo. I'm not going to lie. We dragged her ass through the mud, and we put her in her place. But now the puppy in the cage, and I'm ready for her to come back out. I'm ready
right.
For her to come back to the chair. I've been watching the show. They got Bentley Johnson, sad ass, whatever her name is on there. Then they got some other fake-ass doll lemonade niggas. I don't know what's
yeah.
Going on. I don't know. They got to get my girl Wendy back. We got to nurse her back to health. We killed
yes,
her ass, but
do.
Now we got to dig her grave back up.
Yeah, we do. Like, honestly, like, the culture needs Wendy. It's not the same. I don't care. Like, none of these shows are better than Wendy. Not Ellen.
No.
Not The View. Not
no.
The Real. Not
The
Talk.
And then during the day, she give us our little black media. You know, she
right.
Give us our black media along with the white girls, but she still represents for us. And they're
right.
Not doing it right. No
they're
commentary is right. I don't give a fuck who telling the story. Wendy told it back. Let's not forget it. Wendy did tell it back. Even
now,
though she ashamed the bitch in a heartbeat.
Now, I will say this, though. I will say that she has got a little lazy with her research because now I feel like she just relies on...
Yeah,
the...
now... Oh, no. She... Yeah, she not... She don't got her nose to the streets no more. Her ear... Her ear hustle ain't good enough no more. She done got rid of a whole lot of black staff that was nosy and messy in these streets. Running, doing her dirty work, and you start listening to the white people, and they getting it from a black source, you know, where it's not
right.
Accurate. They just picking up tabloids and shit. So
I
we can, we need our girl Wendy back, though. I want to shout out the B&B squad, Be Original.
Oh,
bitches.
Hold on. You never
shout
know.
Out to
we
Armand.
We got to give you a beat. We got to give you a beat. We got to give you a beat.
Look, we got new music dropping every Wednesday. Y'all submit your motherfucking music. If you want to be heard, bitch, it's time to make some noise in the music industry. We drop a new music every Wednesday. Check out Armand. B&B Squad, stand up. Be Original, bitches. Check out Armand.com for your merchandise, bitch, if you want to get like us.
Oh,
baby, I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Good night, love.
Good night. Yes, that's my girl. I like her. Oh, okay. All right, you all. You know, I had to go. Let's, yes. Yes, this is the greatest show, bitch. I love you all. Let me tell you something. You know, even for me, the last few days, it's just kind of like I've been like in a headspace of like, As a public figure, as a media person, as a person that people require your energy and you give your energy to hundreds of thousands and millions of people daily, it's a lot. It's a lot. And sometimes people don't think that we're human or we are. And sometimes it just feels like, damn, you know. Like, my job is to get on this camera every day and forget all the bullshit that's really going on in my life and make people happy. Or when sometimes you're not feeling that great, or you don't feel like, you know what, maybe this is not really what I want, or do the people really like this, or, you know, you got a lot of shit going on, but nobody really to talk to because everybody's looking for either clout or an easy way to make a dollar off of your name. It's not a good position to be in. And so I feel for Wendy. I hope that she is nurtured back to health. And it makes me look at myself because I know I got issues, and it helps me keep my stress level down because I told you I suffer with Bell's palsy. So if I get too stressed out, face start looking like this, eyes be open, mouth be sideways, I can't come on video. If my man start cheating on me and just, I'm finna tell it all, I'm going to have to make a video. Listen, I have to get it out. But sometimes it's not really good to get it out because, you know, you don't want to be judged because in relationships, things do happen. See, a lot of people are saying that Wendy Williams needs to divorce her husband, but is that real life? How many people? We got about, let me see, we got 548 people in a year. And I know at least one of those individuals have cheated or husband have cheated and they've stayed with a husband. Or one of those individuals, husband have cheated and had a baby. And they still with their husband. Or one of those individuals have been the mistress and took somebody's husband and had a baby by somebody else's husband and now have their husband. Ooh. So it's a lot of things that go on in a person's life. You know, so I'm just praying and we wish Wendy Williams the best. Let's take a few callers. Let me see. Hello? Is this Mishi?
Yes. What's up, first?
What's going on, boo? How are you?
Hey, I'm great. We got to get into some things.
Let's get into it, girl. Let's get into it. What you thinking?
I'm just thinking that I don't look at it as, you know, her being in the situation that she's in as a positive. Like, you know, this is a person, and so I don't see it as funny or anything like that, you know what I mean, that she's in the situation, it's horrible. You know, when I said before that it was going to be about her health, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. like that was going to have to be the focus, and that's what you could see. And even now before, like, you know, you're going with discernment, I actually have vision. And so when mm-hmm. I tell you that she's still been dealing with drugs, you know, she's been doing that. And it's never stopped. Like, she's dabbled here and there, you know, and her other, you know, vices that she has. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't even watch others to get information like that. I know mm-hmm. just because I can, like I said, I have vision, I see it. And so as far as rehab, I mean, I think that that could help her. But even beyond, like, she has definitely had a complete mental breakdown. And as far mm-hmm. as her staying, you know, if it had just been, you know, her husband, you know, cheated or whatever, like, I would never condone that and say, if you know your worth, you know what I mean, just something like that happened is playing with your life. This is not the time to be messing around with all the stuff that's out there. So that would be why you'd want to go. But the fact that he is abusive, he has been, you know, mm-hmm. beating her for a long time is one of the things that you need to kind of focus on and say, no, you know, she needs to get healthy and to get away from that situation because he has mm-hmm. been doing this for, you know, quite a bit. And, you know, I'm not going to lie and say that I feel bad for her because I don't, but I do know that there's no one that can take her place. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want her to be able to come back. You know, she's a woman that, you know, a battered woman that's going through.
So you don't,
you know,
feel bad that she's getting beat? You don't, that doesn't make you feel bad?
No, I'm not saying I don't feel bad that she's getting beat. That's what I'm saying. The situation that she's in, I don't feel any glory for that. You understand? Okay. I don't feel any glory for that. I'm just saying as who she is. No, I don't hate her. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that much energy to even hate her. Like, I don't even watch her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might catch snippets. Like, if there's something on YouTube that comes into my feed before where it was like, oh, she's talking about someone that maybe I might know, I'll catch her here, but I don't watch her because, you know what I'm saying, I'm just not in that energy. But I'm not going to lie and say that I feel bad for the situation because of the fact where she is now is where she had plenty of other people. And now, you know what I'm saying, if you build a house with matchsticks, should one follow a spark, that shit sparks up and it's going to burn. So we're watching it burn.
And I'm not going to lie and say that I feel bad about that. But what I do feel is that no one can take her place. She is who she is, and I want her to get healthy and hopefully to come back, because no one can replace what she is, who she is. But also, like I said, you know, you can't – the reason she was so private is because a lot of the stuff that I'm saying, that was stuff that, you know, can't get out, because you live by an image, and that's just, you know, how it is in Hollywood. You have to uphold that image. But when you want to be real and be who you are, and the way that she tries to put that magnifying glass on everyone else, it's not fair that you can't turn that shit back around and put it on yourself. And part of her breakdown right now is the fact that, yeah, you have to put it, you know, you're not putting it on you, but everyone
she
else
has to
you.
Put it on herself right now.
Right. I mean,
she's not ready to do that. This is going to be a moment where Wendy Williams has to humble herself and say, you know what, my life is fucked up.
Right.
She doesn't want to talk. She doesn't want to be the hot topic, and she doesn't know how to like avoid it. So it's stressing her out. And I feel like all the shit she's been dealing with, from the abuse, from the drugs, this is like 30 years of bullshit that has finally caught up to her, and she literally broke.
Right. Right.
Wow.
And that's the key. Like, if she has nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's key right there. That's lonely. She has no one. But like I said, when I was telling you about getting to the top, to nobody, do you want that? The way that you get to the top is going to determine what it's like at the top. You don't have to be at the top lonely as hell, wondering about everybody around you being shiesty and shady. If that's how you get there, that's what's up. But if that's not how you get there, you're not going to have that type of problem. Because when you have the right people around you, the right energy will surround you, and you're not going to find yourself in that situation. So you have a choice. Choose wisely.
Somebody said in the comments, maybe this show has to end, so her new show is all hers, and she does not have to share the money earned from her new show with her husband.
Husband. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now, that would really be wonderful, because that's the key.
That would be smart.
Right. Right. Like I said, divorce is war. And everything that they have together is theirs. It's all theirs. You know, even though you don't see him, he's still married to her. Even if he just was at home cooking meals, he's still her husband. Everything is his, too. So if she does go and end everything, you know, they have to split it. But if she does get her health, get everything back together, and come out with her own, where, you know, she can boot him to the side, well, there you go. And I want her to be able to come back and to get things together. I'm not saying that I don't. I don't glorify it. I don't find it funny. It's horrible. But I'm not going to say that I feel bad, because I don't. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm not going to lie about that. I just see it as, you made your bed, lie in it, but you can always get up and make your bed again.
Right. You know? Well, Mishi, you know it's that time. We got to go. Thank you. I love you so much. Because we get to do the thing,
too.
Baby.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your excellent perspective.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Shout out to Mishi, one of my moderators. I love her so dearly. All right. Let's get into some motherfucking things. That was a good point. 443-4406. You're live on the air. Okay. They hung up. We're going to do one more. 647-2012. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Hi, Armand. How are you doing?
I'm fucking great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling you all the way from Toronto, Canada.
Shout out to Canada in the building. I have another caller that usually calls me from Canada as well. What's going on?
Yeah. So I'm just calling to sound off on the Wendy Williams situation.
Okay.
So,
what you think?
So with Wendy, I would say that, actually, I'm originally from the Caribbean. So I grew up hearing Wendy Williams on the radio and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, Wendy Williams is a say it like you mean it woman. My thing about it is, when you become a celebrity, in my opinion, whenever you become a celebrity, your life is not personal anymore. People are going to want to know stuff about you, and people are going to talk about you. And I think a lot of this anger from John Q Public is coming from, because Wendy spoke about a lot of them favorite stars, like the Beyonce and the Rihanna and the Nicki Minaj. So I think a lot of that is fueling hate you know, towards Wendy Williams, like
and the 50 Cent and the Kim Kardashian and the Oops Baby, right, all that stuff.
Yes, but with all that with all that being said, what people need to realize is at the end of the day, that is Wendy Williams' line of work, right?
Yes,
and that is what she does. She is the gossip queen. You know, she gossips. She say it like she means it. It's her work. Like she always say, she say it like she mean it on the show, and then she go back to Jersey. She closes the blinds, and she minds her business, right? And
right.
I think that in this day and age when you have things like, you know, men doing women, all these different type of evil, I think that especially the women should be a little bit more compassionate towards Wendy. I know she hasn't been the best. I know she hasn't been the best when it comes to some of our, well, not our, some of your guys' favorite stars like the Beyonce again and the Rihanna and those type of people. But at the end of the day, she is a woman and she's a human being, and people are, you know, entitled to some sort of compassion, even though they have been, you know, something that you think is less of a human, right? And this whole thing where people are talking about, oh, she's on drugs and whatever, I really and truly don't believe Wendy is on drugs. I just feel like Wendy has had a mental breakdown because she just doesn't know how to face John Q. Public. She just cannot handle the spotlight on her. I don't think it has anything to do with drugs. I think, well, from moving to North America, what I can see is everything people tend to try to blame it on drugs. Everything is about drugs, drugs, drugs. I don't think that Wendy will make that choice to go back down that route to use drugs. What I think is it's the years of the husband cheating and doing all of these stuff to her. That's the reason why now she has a mental breakdown, and it can happen to anyone. So I don't think that is as a result of drugs is what I am saying.
And you know what? I think you made some good points. I don't really think she's on drugs either. I don't think that she's on drugs. I think she just had a mental breakdown. And I really like the point where you said she doesn't really know how to face the public. Like, because this mistress and that baby and him selling properties, like, that stuff is all true. There was an investigation done by the Daily Mail proving that this man was with this other woman. So she has to say something. I think the alleged pregnancy is really what broke the straw, what broke the camel's back. And I think he is, I do think the husband is hitting her, because the hairline fracture, we still don't know how you got a hairline fracture in your arm. If it was something that you tripped or you just woke up with, you would say something. I mean, she's on TV not showing her arm. Something happened. Like, things are just not adding up.
Yeah, things are just not adding up. And, you know, really and truly, when you sit and you listen to people give interviews, people who have come in close proximity to Wendy Williams and her husband, you will often hear people say that this guy is very, you know, he's very sheltered of Wendy, and he's a very basically angry person. So I would not doubt that he is hitting her. I think that he has done it a few times. There's a few times when you look at Wendy on the show, you can see something is just not right. It's as if some part of her body is in agony, or she's just not sitting comfortably, or, you know, something is just not right. So I think it's an ongoing thing. I think that now that Wendy is older, of course, her bones have become a bit more fragile. So when he hits her at this stage, there would be damage. Right. So, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know.
And then the last thing you said, you feel like women, is it black women, white women, or just women in general? You feel like they're not showing enough compassion for her.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you with this whole race thing, whatever the case will be. I am not expecting white women to be in support of Wendy Williams.
Really?
I'm really and truly not expecting that. It's just the time that we're living in. I'm really not expecting that.
Over half of her audience is Caucasian women, white women. They watch Wendy Williams. A lot of white women watch Wendy.
But Armand, when I mean, what is Caucasian? Because sometimes when you look at these women in the Wendy Williams audience, they may appear to be Caucasian, but you're not sure if they are Caucasian, right? I mean, what is Caucasian? But me personally, I just feel like black women in general should at least show a bit more compassion. When I look at, celebrity black women, especially mm-hmm. with the whole 50 Cent and Wendy Williams thing, you know, a lot of black women are going underneath the comments and they're laughing along with 50 Cent, showing all these gruesome pictures of Wendy. It's just, it's like, come on, you're a black woman too. And no matter what this woman has done, whatever rivalry she has had with, with your favorite celebrity, I think that you should be adult enough to put that to the side and show this woman a bit of compassion. Because as you say, and I am agreeing with you, Armand, TV is nothing without Wendy Williams. This culture is nothing without Wendy Williams. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of these celebrities, they do a lot of bullshit behind back. You know, when it comes to tours and stuff, they want our money. We should support them, but we shouldn't know anything about you. And Wendy gave that to us. She gave that to us. So I personally don't want to see Wendy go. I think that Wendy has a place inside this present culture right now. I really think that she's the queen.
Thank you, caller.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Wrap it up. Bye. Shout out to you in Canada. Wow, last caller. We're going to take one more caller. This is the last caller. 717-4289. You're live on the air. They weren't ready. I'll take one more, and then we got to go. 313-5187. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
Nothing, everything is great. How I think about it, I don't think it's really, really, I don't think it's really, it's nothing about that.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No, are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Or the grocery store. Okay.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I guess. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically what I was saying was that I think she's just heartbroken, so she doesn't want to, like, really come back to the show. You know how you have a breakup or something? You know how you, like, have a breakup or something? Like, or you and your boyfriend getting sick, and you really don't want to go to work. She's probably back healthy. That's why.
All right, caller. Thank you, caller. All right. I couldn't hear her. Period. So I don't give a fuck what y'all got to say in the comments. I couldn't hear her. So I wasn't even finna pretend like I could hear her and do that to my ears and do that. It's been a busy week. It's Friday and I couldn't hear her. So period. Now with that being said, I think Wendy is not being all the way truthful, and because she's not wanting to be truthful, she is hiding. But Wendy, do not hide. Come out, let us know. I think a lot of you guys made some very, very great points, some things I didn't even think about. One of the good points was maybe she has to cancel and start her own show with a new network or something along those lines, because she is going through that divorce with her husband. And in order for it to be hers, she has to be gone. Because I feel like Wendy will get renewed. Because now, there was a time where I felt like they were looking to replace Wendy. But I think over this last week, we realized that the culture needs Wendy. The Wendy Williams Show cannot be set up as a panel show. It's not going to make it its first season, number one. Number two, we don't want to see a white guy up there. So, and I don't feel like there's another black woman that's ready to go and sit in that seat. And those are big shoes to fill. And, I mean, she was very strategic in naming the show the Wendy Williams Show. So the show would have to literally be canceled altogether and be renamed. But the issue is, even if Wendy Williams went and got a new show, she wouldn't be able to name it the Wendy Williams Show because the husband was still on royalties on that show. So even if she went and got a new show, I still don't feel like it would be the same. So my thought is she should go to podcasting, get into this internet, because I feel like she could be a little bit more loose-lipped. She still would have great connections, great production. She'd make a lot of money, and we'd get old Radio Wendy back. Now, a lot of us probably wouldn't, I just feel like it'd be a lot of competition on these YouTube streets. But with that being said, I'll take Charlamagne's old job temporarily. What's going on? All right, y'all. I just want to say shout out to everybody. Please make sure you guys like and share and subscribe to this channel. I love every last one of you guys, each and every one of you. You guys have a piece of my heart, and I try to come on here as much as possible. I mean, I just know how this shit feels to be in front of a camera every day, and people want to see you. You want to be there for the people, and sometimes you just get up and you're like, yo, I'm not feeling it today. But you get up there and you do it. So shout out to the BNB squad. Shout out to all my moderators. Shout out to everybody. I love you all. And until next time, I'm on the road to 50,000 subscribers. 50,000 subscribers. We are on the road. We are growing. This is truly the greatest channel on YouTube. So thank you. I love you all. And until next time, I'll see you soon. Bye, y'all.